Father, we thank you for today. We thank you this is a day of Pentecost. We thank you, Father, that, 2017 years ago, you moved upon us in such a way that the church started and miracles happened. Father, we pray today that we will get drenched in your Holy Spirit. Put on your right side, just say to the person, be drenched in the Holy Spirit. And then go the other side, on the left side, and say, be drenched in the Holy Spirit. Get intoxicated with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Overflow with the Holy Spirit. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. I was at the doctor last night. I've got a bad knee, but I thank you, Doris, for praying for me today. I'm believing for a miracle today. On Thursday, I went to the specialist, the rheumatologist, and the nurse said, I'm just going to get the Mr. White. And I'm going, okay. And he comes back with this great big huge needle. I'm going, where's that going? And he said, it's going in your knee. And I'm going, wow. Lorraine said, just hold my hand and count to nine. And it was a piece of cake. But isn't God good? Yeah, and then I thought, last night it was so bad, I went to another doctor, and he was an Indian doctor, and he said, wow, what did he say? Are you spiritual? And I go, whoa, I love Jesus. And he said, bless you, bless you, bless you. And I'm going, wow, this is awesome. You know, because I was quite nervous. I was sitting there in tongues. You know, I got filled with the Holy Spirit. I was sitting there going, I'm nervous here, you know. And I was just filled with tongues. And when I got in there, it was like, he experienced the Holy Spirit. And I'm going, wow, this is wonderful. You know, and God... you know, he moved. People were hungry in the upper room, weren't they? They were hungry. I love it because the Lord said that I'm going and I'm going to send a helper. Where is that? And I'm going to get it. And John 14:26, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, he will teach all things and bring to your remembrance that all that I've said. You know, and I just believe they were sitting in the upper room. They were praying. They were on their knees. They were pushing through. They remembered that God said that he will send a helper and that he was going to come. And what happened? Whew, look at Luke 2. I'm actually starting totally different where I was going to go, but that's good. But I love it. They were all in the upper room, weren't they? Where are we? Luke 2. And it came to pass in those days. No. But Acts 2, I love it. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, all in one accord and united and praying and pushing through and just saying, we want the Holy Spirit to come. We want to be filled. We're desperate for his presence. We're just saying, come, Holy Spirit. Whoa. Don't we want more of him. I just got the word drenched, and I just feel he wants to drench us today. Absolutely fill us to overflowing. And they were there and they were praying and they were one accord. And suddenly, I believe the day of Pentecost, suddenly, I love the suddenlies. Who loves suddenlies? When God turns up, suddenly. You know, there's been times when I've been so in a meeting and suddenly the Holy Spirit comes on me and I'm not with it. I'm out in the Spirit and I'm going, whoa, this is amazing. I love the suddenlies of Jesus. And it's like that we are in the time of suddenlies. We are in the time of the goodness of God. And suddenly there came, and we know this so well, but a sound of a rushing wind. I reckon it would be so loud. You imagine the sound coming in here now. Our hair would stand up. Even if you lack at it, it would stand up. Even when we have everything in place, as Doris was putting her hand on my head, and I'm going, oh, I've got to brush it up again. You know, when the Holy Spirit comes, you don't care what happens. You know, I remember getting up from the floor at Toronto and mascara right down my face and, you know, lipstick here and everywhere and mucus across here. And it's like, I've just been touched by the Holy Spirit. I don't care. And so there was a rush on the day of Pentecost of the mighty wind, and it filled the whole place where they were sitting. You know, imagine, we're all sitting in the Holy Spirit. We're going to be drenched today. Who wants more of the Holy Spirit? You know, I believe that God is going to come sevenfold more than he's ever been. I believe we're in a time where God say, I am going to move on the church, and the church is not going to be like it used to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Up 10 gears. I'm into, whoa. Hallelujah. And the whole place was filled where they were sitting. And then appeared on them, divided in tongues as a fire. And one sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I love it. I'm just saying, God, get us excited again of the hour and the time that we are in. Get us excited again that we get out there. Touch wherever we go with the atmosphere of heaven. Where we go, people say, are you spiritual? What is it you've got? You know, when you've got Father, Son, and Holy Spirit living in you. Is this too hot? I don't want you to go to sleep. I want you to receive the Holy Spirit. Is it nice? Just snuggling. Okay. So God is saying that he wants to come and be filled with the Holy Spirit. We are in the time of the sundown, Jewish holiday sundown happened on May the 30th through to the June the 1st. But Pentecost signifies the wheat harvest in Israel. And Pentecost is also the day the power of the Holy Spirit. But this is the time of harvest. This is a time when Clive gave me an illustration, you know, with the wheat. They put the fire and burn up the chaff. This is what they do in Israel. Can you just explain what happened in Fielding when you...
Don't do this to me. We lived in the Manawatu. It was quite a grain growing area, and I can remember even as a kid at night, you know, February, March, when the wheat and the barley came in, the stubble fires that were lit at night, you would see them everywhere, and they'd run along and light just one end of the paddock, and then it just took hold and just swept right through, and within minutes there'd be 20 acres or more of stubble just burnt of ferocious fire. And I believe that's what God is doing. It's time for the stubble to be burnt off. It's time to it's time to let the fire of God burn everything that's not of him, and to move in the harvest of righteousness and the goodness and the salvation of God that he has endowed us with. And it's just amazing. It's fire time. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. Hallelujah. That's where we're headed. Yeah. Fire time.
Fire. Oh. Fire, fire.
Just, you know, adding to that, you know, it's a time of restoration too. Peter saw 3,000 souls saved, you know. Okay, steal your thunder. Okay, I'll go back then. But it's a time of restoration, because when... The law was given, okay, and that was the same time as Pentecost. It was 50 days after they left Egypt, okay. So it's their tie-ups there, okay. So it's a jubilee thing. But at that time, you see, 3,000 souls were lost, okay. that Peter's preaching 3,000 souls are saved. Restoration. So that basket, times 50.
Hallelujah. Everybody's preaching my message. It's good. But, you know, because the fire of God, I just thought, remove the old grave clothes, the old wineskins, the old mindsets that have been purged. You know, let the fire of God come in. I remember being at a Paul Keith Davis, and he said, you know, ask God to burn up all the tears in your life. And I just said, God, just bring the fire. But I didn't realize what was going to happen. I went through the deepest valley. I actually burn out and I'm going, whoa. But you know, it's like we don't want anything in us that takes us away from God. And I just believe the harvest is where God brings the fire. It's hard, isn't it? But the fire of his presence. The Lord is a consuming fire. But he's right in what's occurring right now. I was just so blessed yesterday. On Facebook, but there was on the YouTube. There was this guy, and he was praying. He must have been in Parliament in USA, and he was praying that God would. He repented of all the things that America had done. You know, taking the Bible out of school. Not letting the Lord's commandments being read, things that, you know, abortions and gay marriages, and he was repenting. And these people, that they were really just weeping and just saying, God, this is what we need. And, you know, and I just say to you intercessors, you know, let's rise up and start repenting for what's happening in this country. We do need to rise up and repent. And I was just so blessed, and he was so sincere and saying, I repent. And you know, the Bible has been taken out of our schools. Bible in schools. I used to teach it. I loved it. And it's disappearing in New Zealand. I loved it. And you know, when I went to the schools, and the children just loved the stories and they loved the choruses, and I'm not a great singer, but they started singing better than me. And you know, and the teacher, he sat in the class, and I'm going, why is that teacher standing there? You know, at the back, I'm going, but you know, and God said, just go for it. Hey, the guy got saved. The teacher got saved. Through Bible in schools, by me just teaching the word to the children. We are just in such a time, but you know, we do have to repent, because intercessors stand, and let's just let the anointing just flow on you again afresh. Father, I just pray right now, Father God, that Lord, that you will put it upon our hearts, Lord, to repent for this nation. Lord, And I'm just thinking of Zimbabwe, that you repent for your nation. Father, I just pray the intercession will just flow upon people right now in Jesus' name. I just feel God saying, right, he just said to me, you're going to go another notch in intercession. You're going up to another one. I'm going to give you visions. I'm going to give you dreams. I'm going to tell you how to pray. I'm going to show you how to pray. You're going to break through. This country will come in to all its glory. This is a new Zealand. A zeal is going to come into this land. Can I just have two intercessors that want to repent of the things that happen in New Zealand, just to come up right now and just pray for New Zealand? Come on, run.
Father, we just stand before you this morning, and I repent on behalf of this nation for how we've taken Bible out of school, Bible in schools out of the schools, Lord. I repent, Lord, for abortion, Lord. I repent, Lord, for the gay marriage that's been passed in this country, Lord. Lord, we repent for turning away from you, Lord. We repent for not teaching our children about you, Lord. Oh, God, we just repent on behalf of our government, Lord, for how they turned against Israel, God. Oh, Father, forgive us, Lord, for the things that we have done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. Thank Lord, forgive us that we haven't raised our children up to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. Oh, Father, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Transform us, you. Heal our nation, oh God. Heal our nation, oh God. Heal our nation, God. Heal our nation, oh God. Heal our nation. Pour out your spirit afresh upon our nation, upon our government, Lord, upon our schools, upon our high schools, Lord God. Lord, upon the film industry, Lord God. Lord, upon all of our children, our babies, Lord. Heal our nation, God. Whoa, where even the church has defaulted in its job, Lord. We repent, Lord. We repent for not preaching the truth, Lord God. Whoa, we repent for teaching cheap grace, Lord. Oh, Father, heal our nation, God. Heal our nation, God. Heal our nation. Pour out your spirit afresh upon this nation today, Lord. Oh, Father, heal our nation, Lord. Whoa. Oh, heal our nation, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. There's somebody else who'd like to pray. We're going to just sing a song of it's about the mercy of God. But I just feel like there's someone else that would like to pray just to break through. Hallelujah. Come on, Joanne. See, the day of Pentecost, they were praying. They were being transformed. God wants us to be transformed today. I wasn't going to go this way, but I'm just seeing it in the Spirit that God wants to transform us.
Father, we're seeing so much in the news at the moment about wanting to make gender neutral, Father God. And we know, Lord God, that you have made us and you have made us male and female, Lord God. And Father God, we want to just come against this move towards gender neutral, Father God, because it's not possible. You have made us male and female. Father God, I pray for a healing for those who are touched by homosexual spirits, Father God, and wanting to change who they are. Lord, I pray that you will, in your own way, through your Holy Spirit, bring forth the real identity of each person, Father God, which you have placed within each of us. In Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name, may there be a move back away from homosexuality, gender neutral, and all that goes with it, Father, in Jesus' name, and for your glory, Lord.
Going to sing this song. God wants to transform this nation. He wants to renew this nation. He wants it to be a day of Pentecost. Lord, we just need that quick awakening in the hour that we're in. Father God, we just pray for the intercessors, Lord, that we will just cry out for this nation. Father, we just pray that the fire will just burn up the chaff. Will burn up the iniquity, just will burn up, Lord, the things that are not of you. Lord, this is a land where we say, God, defend New Zealand. Lord, we pray, we sing it at every game, Lord, that you will defend us. And Lord, we pray, there's been many words over New Zealand, that Lord, we're going to be a zeal. There's going to be revival in this place. There's going to be a Pentecostal happening that is seven times greater than what happened in your word. Father, we just pray today that you will catch us alive with your fire, that you will catch us alive again with your presence, that you will come in all your glory. Lord, people are dying around us. People are dying. Dennis said that one of his rugby players died on the field of rugby. My cousin just died this week, and I don't know whether he knew you, but Lord, we have the gospel in us. We have you in us. And Lord, we pray, God, for this nation. Lord, we pray for this nation. We pray for revival. We pray that you will wake us up today in the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want you to say in your hearts, forgive me, Lord, for being, what is the word? Just say, Lord, I'm sorry that I've been apathetic. I haven't gone after you. Just come on, let's repent. Let's just say, God, I want the fire of the glory. I want to change. to give you more hunger, to cry out for desperation. You know, we've got to put all our problems aside and we've got to say, God, it's only you we want. We want you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord, today, but we pray for our Prime Minister, Bill English. He comes from a Catholic family. He's a Catholic. And I just pray that the Christianity that's in him will come to the fore in his politics, that he will speak, and he will uphold Christ as his Saviour, just like Donald Trump is doing in America. Lord, we just pray for this man and his family. We just pray that you will bless him and bring forth the Christianity that's in him. And one thing I'd like to ask you people this morning, how long is it since you have said anything about Jesus to a stranger or to a friend in your lives? One way to do that is to say to them, do you know where you're going when you die? And they say, like a man the other day said to me, oh, I'm just going to be eaten up by worms. I said, well, I know where I'm going. I believe in Jesus as my Saviour, and he's my Lord, and I'm going to heaven. And you can too, if you believe in Jesus in your heart.
Yes. That's awesome. That's awesome. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Guard our country's spotless name, doesn't that? Doesn't that put a lump in your throat, you know, that someone wrote that song, that new Jesus. And it's like this land. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, we, as Laurie said, that we won't be cold at heart, but we will just know the fire of your presence. That, Lord, your fire will touch us today. That you will come in all your glory. And Lord, this land, even this now, Lord, your hand will be on people here. That, Lord, we will change the atmosphere in this land. We will change the atmosphere in Hamilton. We will change the atmosphere in this area. We will change the atmosphere with your glory. And Lord, you said that we're going to do greater things than what you did. And Lord, I pray that you will just pour on your Spirit right now in all your glory. Thank you, Jesus. Please be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel something happening in the atmosphere. I just want you to breathe in the Holy Spirit some more and just say, I want more of you. See, God said that he wants to open our hearts of the understanding, to give us revelation, to give us insight. And this is a day and the hour that we need to be walking with him, that we're in the right place at the right time. Lord, I just pray you pour out your Spirit in a greater way. Lord, that you'll come upon each person. Lord, shift mindsets of fear. Shift mindsets where of witchcraft that's been formed against them. Lord, shift mindsets, Lord, that of unbelief. Lord, shift mindsets of even discouragement and despondence. You know, I know that the last 3 years or 4 years has been the toughest in your life. I know that. We've all been going through something that has been difficult, that God has been getting the fire hotter and hotter, and he's bringing people out right now to say, hey, will you do this for me? Will you be willing? You know, and as Peter, as Stephen said, Peter got touched with the day at Pentecost. And he had such a boldness. Boldness fell in the place. And they went out from the place and they led people to Jesus. You know, we go out of this place and we talk about what person was wearing or something or what I'm going to eat. But imagine if we went out to go and say, I'm going to touch somebody for the kingdom of God. I'm going to lead somebody to the Lord this week. I'm going to touch somebody with the presence of God. I want to share what I've got. I want to share what I've got. I want to share that Jesus is in my life. I want to share the Holy Spirit. I want to pray for people. I want people to be healed in Jesus' name. I believe there's a shaking that God has been shaking us. And God is saying, it's time, are you ready? It's a suddenly. As on the day of Pentecost, a boldness fell on all of them. And their people were added and added and added. Can you see that we need a change? Can you see our attitude needs to change? Can you see we need to be hungry? Do you know that people are going to hell and they're there for eternity? Can you see that? And we've got Jesus living in us and we just worry about if this one likes us, if that one's going to do this for us or whatever. Go to bed worried about what people think of us or what's said. Instead of just saying, God, I want more of you. I want more of you. The church, we've been so screwed up. And Dennis was saying this morning, he's going into a boxing match in 2 weeks. But he said it's been harder in the church being belted around than what it has been in the ring. And it is so true, and it's got to stop. We've got to encourage one another. We've got to build one another up in the Holy Ghost. And that's why God's been healing you. That's why you've been going through the struggles, because you are going to be stronger than you've ever been for this hour. God has been doing things. It's like I'm going, God, the struggles and what's happening has been hard. But man, it pushes you into God. And God said today he wants to drench us in the Holy Spirit. He wants to fill us to overflowing with his presence. I just love him. I just love what he's doing. I just love that this is the day of Pentecost. And but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You have received the power. Can you remember the day when you got baptized in the Holy Spirit? Where the Holy Spirit came on you. When he came. And it's like just every day just say, Holy Spirit, I need more. I need to be filled to overflowing with your presence. We've got to be bursting. That people will say, I can feel the anointing. I love it when people can feel the anointing. Because you don't. You just say, it's Jesus. It's Jesus, and Jesus is love. You know, my family, they're in that basket, and I'm just not pleased with any more going to hell. I'm just saying, God, I'm going to speak and talk about them. My cousin that's just passed, I talked to him about Jesus, and he said, I'm kind of nearly there. And this was a year ago, and I'd just been praying, and the Lord told me he was going to die about 2 months ago. And I'm going, why are you telling me this? And he said, I'm telling you this so you'll pray for his salvation. So I've been praying. He's got a daughter that loves the Lord that is on fire. And I know that he stepped into heaven. But, you know, there's people that are dying. There's people around us and we're too apathetic. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy Spirit, I just pray that you just come. I'm finishing, but I just feel he wants to do something. Thank you, Jesus. I love it when the Holy Spirit turns up. I love it when the angels are there. Thank you, Lord. And I can start seeing fire in this place. I can start seeing the, you know, God igniting and drenching and filling. Hey, John, you're loaded. I can see a flame fire of the presence of God. And God said, you are going to be a mouthpiece in this hour. Wow. I'm going to use you powerfully. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let the glory of your presence. Let your glory of your presence. Hallelujah. The Lord's saying that he's going to give you more and more in the prophetic. And I just feel this is a prophetic church. And I feel that anointing of prophecy is falling on all of you. I just want you to put your hands out like this. Thank you, Lord. Now I'm going to ask you to do something else. You won't be able to do it, Natasha. I want you to open your mouth. I just want you to open your mouth. Doesn't matter how you look. Open your mouth and just receive the new words that God's going to give you. So open your mouths. God said, I'm going to give you new scrolls. I'm going to give you new words. I'm going to give you new things in the Spirit. As you have opened your mouth to me, you're going to prophesy. Thank you, Jesus. You know, God says weird things sometimes, but, you know, when you're obedient in that, he fills your mouth with exhortation. He fills your mouth with prophetic. He fills your mind with the things of God. Thank you. And I just believe you worshippers, you're going to get new words. As you open your mouth to the Lord, there's going to be new words of praise and worship and new songs in the Spirit. And you're going to sing new songs, prophetic songs for this day and this hour. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I just want you to, as if you've eaten that word. It's like a scroll he's put in. Scroll. Now, just eat it. Chew on it. Chew on the word that God's given you. Thank you, Jesus. And you're going to have a word that will speak right into people's hearts. And you're going to have prophetic songs that you're going to sing over people. That's a precious gift. And I feel God's rising up people that as you sing over people, people are going to be healed. Emotions are going to be healed. See that all over you. Listen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we pray that the day of Pentecost will just fall again. Lord, that we will receive power. Lord, you will fill us and fill us and fill us. And, Lord, we will use what you're giving us. Lord, you will bring things alive in us again that have died. You evangelists, let it be brought into life again. You intercessors, let it be brought into life again. The prophetic, let it be brought into life. Let the worship, the creativity, all the giftings that God has given you, we just blow on it again. We blow on it again. We blow on it again. And we just say, God, let it come alive in the Spirit. Lord, let them be drenched with the Holy Spirit. Lord, let them be so intoxicated with you. Holy. Ooh, I love it when we get intoxicated. Hallelujah. Let's be filled. Thank you, Jesus.